Well, my answer, well, first of all, from a team point of view, we wish we had only one API, right? So we're really trying to push into the standard as much as we can. And if we could somehow merge session or deprecate the session for the feature we have today, we would do it. But you know, people still use some stuff that are not yet in Entity Manager, and we don't want to break everybody's application just for the fun of it.
Right.
But really, we encourage people to use the Entity Manager, and you can always do unwrap, which gives you access to the session, which is right underneath, to do your non-standard operations.
So, in looking at all the stuff that Hibernate does over and above just the JPI specification, what are some of the neat things that the Hibernate core can do that clients want to do that perhaps isn't available right now through JPA?
I would say the big shiny one is multi-tenancy. It almost made it into JPA 2.1, but not in a, I would almost claim not in a super useful way, in a limited way, because you got several ways to do multi-tenancy. It could be column discrimination based, it could be different schemas, it could be literally physical different databases and so on. Only one of those use cases was covered with the JPA 2.1. approach, and I don't remember the reasons, but the feature got pulled out. So we have that definitely. We have something quite cool which is named Hibernate Anverse, which is about historical data. So just by using an annotation, we literally store every change that happens to the entity, and you can go back in time and say, what was the state of my database 3 weeks ago? Or when did this stock price change from below $20 to above $20? And we don't change your schema. Table schema is the same. We just create companion tables that will contain the historical information. And transparently, every time you save an entity or your data, we add that information that you can query if you need to. So that would be, I can go on, but these are two quite interesting things. The other stuff is full text search, so the ability to literally use Lucene's strengths and capability, but on top of your entities, and keeping this object level abstraction that you know. So when you use Hibernate Search, it's not exactly a different API. It's more like in Hibernate DRM, you can do HQL query, bacteria query, and now you have full text search query. So it's just a subclass of a query.